Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, how the heck are you today? Boy, can we really talk about this every week for 1 hour? Yeah, Mom, we sure can. Not enough time. Today, I'm going to tell you right now, the hour, fastest hour in radio, is going to fly by today faster than it ever has before. Too much to cram into the hour, so we're not going to even try. We have a great guest, Andrew Branco from Law of Self-Defense is going to be here. I'll get to Andrew in the next segment. To open the program, though, I just kind of want to set a few things up for you. This has been an incredible day on a number of different fronts. Many, many different fronts. But none more important than the war from within our own government here in America coming to you. Not only do we have to fight radical Islam, you need to prepare yourself for the coming battle from within your own government. And yes, it's coming from what party? What party wants your guns? Repeat after me here. I'll give you 5 seconds to think about it. That's right, the Socialist Party, but you already knew that. Today I watched, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, you may not have, depending on when you're listening to the program today. You may or may not have seen Barack Obama's talk down to the nation after meeting with his security advisors. This is the biggest narcissist I've ever seen in my entire life. I thought I was. I don't hold a candle to this guy. And I have never seen anything like that in my 54 years of existence on earth in this nation. I have never seen anything like that from an American president. One nation under Allah. That's what you would believe. Here's why. This was a visibly shaken, desperate, and frightened man today. Obama was. Visibly. A man who defended, let me put it this way. This was an opportunity for Barack Obama to stand up as a leader and rally the nation around and behind an American president, much like we saw happen after 9/11. I am, not that I needed convinced before, not that you needed any more convincing, but I am, it's absolutely cemented to me that this man is 100% incapable of doing so. 100% incapable. I had prepared words for you today that I just threw them out. Too much to talk about here, so I'm going off in this direction because it's so vitally important. But this man is 100% incapable. I've never seen anyone so thin-skinned in my entire life. He must get mad at individual tweets and stay up at night from people in their mother's basement that are tweeting him. I've just never seen anything like this. This is a sitting president. This is the weakest man I've ever seen occupy this office. This is a man who, rather than rally the nation behind him, behind Orlando, and the citizen victims of an attack, an enemy attack, inside our borders in Orlando, this man stood up to defend his fight against ISIL by telling us he had cut off their funding, that 100 of their leaders are dead, that they're in retreat. As the nation mourns 49, soon to rise, that number will rise, dead victims of an Islamic jihadi warrior inside America, in the city of Orlando. He then remarkably, after that, began to lecture America by defending Islam. Incredible. Defending Islam. Blaming Republicans, by name, Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee, and the Republican Party, and Donald Trump, for specifically coming after him for his refusal, which he admitted, to use the words Islamic terror, and defended his refusal to do so. as he talked down to the nation, as he lectured us on the political correctness of not calling Islamic terror what it is, as he defended Islam, as the nation and the world watches yet again vigils around the world for victims of Islamic terror. And, as you can imagine, further politicized his incredible commentary by coming after our guns, specifically singling out the AR-15 as a weapon of war, which, by the way, is the new buzzword on the left, coming from Hillary Clinton, coming from the rest of the Democrat Socialist Party, now coming from the president of the Socialist Party. This man doesn't represent me. He's never represented me. He stands against everything I believe as a traditional Christian American. And I'm not afraid to tell you that. But I have to tell you this. It would have been nice, because Americans are giving people. We want to rally around the troops. We want to rally around our president at a time of crisis. We can all get past partisan bickering at a time of national crisis, when terror attacks our country. And this man, given the opportunity, the second time, by the way, failed miserably and did nothing but further divide this nation. You want more proof of that? The president of the United States of America has yet to contact the governor of the state of Florida. Not a peep. Not a phone call to the governor of the state of Florida. But he has spoken to the Democrat mayor of Orlando. Remarkable. Incredible. The conversation we're having here today. I could not believe I watched a sitting American president lecture me about my intolerance towards Islam and how I needed to be more tolerant of Islam, as he defended Islam rather than rallying the nation around the victims of yet again another Islamic terror attack in this country on this man's watch. How many more lectures from this disgraceful socialist do we need to hear? Visibly shaken, desperate, and frightened man he is today. Desperately trying to protect himself. He was worried about nothing more than himself and his legacy. Very well in tune to the fact that this is happening under his watch. The weakest, most divisive president in American history. And he turns his political attack on you and your right to bear arms. Let's have a Leonardo DiCaprio moment for a second together, shall we? Here, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio lecturing me and you about global warming before he steps on his private jet and flies to Europe, okay? Let's have one of those moments. Barack Obama lecturing me about the AR-15s in my safe, both in the Armed American Radio Network studios, the Crossbreed Holster studios, and my home. The very guns in your safe, the ones that are used for sport, for hunting, for self-defense, for fun. And lecturing me about banning the guns, the weapons of war, which were purchased legally through background checks by a man removed from an FBI watch list, who wasn't on a list that Barack Obama wants to use to keep you and millions of other Americans that he wants to arbitrarily put on that list from owning those firearms. Jay Johnson. You know who Jay Johnson is now? Homeland Security Secretary. Now, under the direction of Obama, claiming gun control will be part of Homeland Security going forward. You have only seen the beginning. When I told you he was going to move on your firearms after the elections, I'm right. We'll be back with Andrew Branker right after this. Don't go away. Huge program.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, outside Hotlanta, Georgia. It is Hotlanta, Georgia today. Very hot today. But that's to be expected because it's summertime. It's not a result of some goofy global warming thing some liberal progressive wants to tell you. Nor is it that goofy guy over on NBC News Today that stands up and makes the map all red and makes the whole country look like it's never been hot before. It gets hot in the summertime. Don't get me started. Take a breath, dude. The Crossbreed Holster Studios are in Atlanta, and it's hot. Welcome back to the show. See? I calmed down, and I did it all by myself. My next guest, Andrew F. Branca, Esquire, is the foremost expert in U.S. self-defense law in all 50 states. I've met him. He's a great guy. His expertise has been used by the Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune. They know a little bit about Orlando size slayings every weekend, don't they? But you don't know, you don't hear about that. NPR, numerous other media organizations, as well as many private, state, and federal agencies. He's a Massachusetts lawyer, life member of the NRA, adjunct instructor of law of self-defense at the Sig Sauer Academy in Epping, New Hampshire. You've probably heard of that place. He regularly lectures and speaks throughout the nation on how to protect yourself against both an attack and the legal machine afterwards. Andrew is a multi-division masterclass competitor in IDPA and an NRA-certified firearms instructor, as am I. He holds or has held concealed carry permits for Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, Pennsylvania, Florida, Utah, Virginia, and other states. So he's got that New England thing locked up. Andrew, welcome to the program, brother. Great to have you here.
Hey, Mark. Great to be here. Well, I've heard you're the hardest working man in radio, and after that opening statement, I have to agree. That was awesome.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I want you to let's talk about that a little bit. Let me kind of set this up real quick. Andrew, you and I know each other somewhat. We've met at various venues, and you do great work. And we're going to go there a little bit because Jay Johnson has been running his mouth somewhat. We have the Supreme Court now. CNN is reporting, looking at taking a case. And I want to touch on those with you. But before we go there, let's talk about what I said really in my opening segment. Did you, by any chance, happen to see any of Barack Obama's comments today? It was incredible, man. It's just astonishing. I don't even know how else to describe it.
Yeah, of course I have. I mean, I should preface my comments by saying I consider myself a constitutionalist and a Second Amendment absolutist, and that'll give you some idea of where I come to land when the subject is Barack Obama. I consider him a completely weak and ineffectual human being, much less a president. He's never succeeded at anything in his life that was not a popularity contest. And when he does win, he wins at failure. He wins at Obamacare. He wins at the Iran deal. I like to call him King Feces because everything he touches turns to poop, as my two-year-old would say.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've not heard it put that way, man. You're going to be on this show quite a bit. I can tell you that right now. We think a lot alike. That's when I wish I was on satellite radio, so I apologize for that, Andrew, up front that I'm not, because we could have a very colorful conversation right now. Here's the thing. Do you consider him an enemy from within when it comes to our freedoms and our rights?
You know, It almost doesn't matter if you think of him in terms of that. I know some people like to believe he's a Muslim. I would have no idea about that. From my perspective, you don't even need to go to that level. Simply think of him as a Democrat. The modern Democrat Party is a progressive fascist party. And fascists cannot bear to have their eyes pass over free men who possess liberty. And the guarantor of our liberty is our right to keep and bear arms. And
okay, That begs this question. Why? Why can't they bear it? What is it about you and me and our neighbors being armed that frightens the progressive socialist so much?
All fascists, all socialists want the maximum amount of power over the people under them. They believe they are the smartest, most capable, most morally upright of all people who've ever lived on the planet Earth, and all of us should bow before them. And they can't make us bow before them if we're armed and free. So the guns drive them insane.
What do you – boy, this is – I don't – it really not even a fair question to ask, but I will anyway simply because it's great fodder for discussion. Hard to answer, though, but what do you think would happen if Barack Obama were successful today in disarming the civilian population, what do you think would happen?
I don't even know what that means. How do you disarm the civilian population? I mean, do you go door to door? That doesn't seem very likely. I think the most likely strategy they'll pursue, what they seem to be pursuing now, is not a strategy of actually going out and seizing people's guns, but a strategy of isolating and cutting off the existing gun culture. So they'll say, oh, Andrew, you can keep your guns. Don't worry about it. We're not going to take those. But we're going to incredibly constrain the ability of you to get more guns or to teach your kids how to shoot or to go shooting with your neighbors or to join a gun club or go to a gun show or do any of the things that are intrinsic to the gun culture. And when they do that, the existing gun culture gets old and dies off, and there's no replacements. There's no young blood that comes back into it, and they've won the war by attrition over a generation or two, and they have a long timeline. They'll do that. That's what they've done everywhere else. You know, in England, for example, impossible to have a gun now. Did you know that in England there were no gun laws at all until 1918?
Mm-hmm.
So in less than 100 years, they went from you could buy a gun over the counter at your local hardware store in England to having a complete ban on firearms ownership by civilians. This is the kind of time frame that these people think of, and it's what they'll apply to us as well. So to my mind, that's the current strategy. They'll incrementally limit the kinds of guns we can own. Where I live in Massachusetts, for example, we have an approved gun list. You can only buy a gun if it's on the list. So there's many popular guns that I'm not permitted to own because the local FFLs are not permitted to do a transfer. They use those kinds of tactics to constrain the existing gun culture, isolate it, and let it die.
We've been referring to, we like to make up our own words on the program, Andrew, and we've been referring to it on this show over the years as incrementalization, okay, which is exactly what you're talking about here. And we go to California. California's a petri dish of this, right? Throw it against the wall, see what sticks, and see what they can get away with. And they, first it's, you know, this, then it's that, then it's this, then it's this gun, then it's this, then it's this feature of the gun, then it's this gun, and now we're seeing it manifest itself with a new phraseology here. Now it's weapons of war. I don't know if you've picked up on that yet. I'm sure you have. But now it's weapons of war. This is now how they're demonizing, as of Sunday, the AR-15, which, by the way, is the most popular rifle in America, used predominantly, as I said, for sport. A lot of people shoot three-gun, and we're getting ready to take a break, so I'm going to have to cut it here. But here's where I'll leave it with this when we come back. Because of that incrementalization, let's move this into the law aspect. Now, something you are very adept at and can notify our listeners about today, when it comes to some cases out there, like the Ninth Circuit ruling just recently, and a disturbing report coming out of CNN that the Supreme Court is now going to act on some gun cases right up in your neck of the woods, and what it means for us, and we'll talk about it openly with Andrew Branca Esquire. He is one of the nation's foremost experts in U.S. self-defense law across all 50 states. You've seen him on the Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune, NPR, and now you've got him here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And he'll be on the Monster Show coming up real soon, I can promise. We'll be right back with Andrew.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I'm back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. With a special guest today, Andrew Branca, Law of Self-Defense. We've got a lot to talk about. The time flies. This is the fastest hour in radio. Maybe we can extend it to two. I don't know about that. We'll talk about that together down the road a ways. But you just never know. You just never know, do you? You just never know, guys, darn it. Okay, Andrew, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Couple things. We got the Obama thing out of the way. You and I are of like mind on Obama. I'll just put it mildly. Lying socialist and the revolving door of the White House can't hit him fast enough. Let me put it that way. Jay Johnson, what do you think, Andrew, when you hear the Director of Homeland Security, Secretary of Homeland Security, whatever you want to call Jay Johnson, say that domestic gun control will now be part of Homeland Security going forward? And here, according to AWR Hawkins, my political analyst from Breitbart News, here's what he said. Gun control is critical to public safety. We have to face the fact that meaningful, responsible gun control has to be part of Homeland Security as well, given the prospect of homegrown, homeborn, violent extremism in this country. Not Islamic terror, but violent extremism. We've seen this now with Orlando. Tragically with San Bernardino, also Islamic terror, by the way, that they don't call it that. It's something that I think the American public and the Congress has to face and has to address. Now, Andrew, apparently Jay Johnson is now the end-all, do-all god of gun control because he said we have to address it.
Well, if there's anybody I'll be happier to be rid of once the Obama administration is over, it's Jay Johnson. He's one of these classic bureaucrats who gets promoted every time he fails in his existing position, and he's gotten promoted all the way up to the failure of Homeland Security. You know, what I'm concerned about with these initiatives from the progressive fascists is not so much the near term. There's a limit to how much damage they can cause in the next few months. The real danger is the long term. And by long term, I mean a Hillary presidency, because that right. will be a complete game changer, not just for our generation, but for our children's and our grandchildren's generation.
Now, you're obviously, because we're talking about the structure of the courts, we're talking about the federal bench and, of course, the Supreme Court. So let's move in that direction. Let's start with the Ninth Circuit and the decision that came out in the Peruta Richards case combination filed out in San Diego County, Yolo County, lost at the district level, appealed and won in a three-judge panel at the appellate court, then requested to be heard by Kamala Harris and an en banc panel of 11 judges, and that then overturning the appellate decision, taking it back to the district decision, stating further, which wasn't even part of the case, that the right to concealed carry is not a constitutional right. Give us the lowdown and you know, put it in legalese for us. What does it mean?
Well, it's really a despicable and pathetic opinion. They clearly had an end result that they wanted to achieve. And to not get too much into the legal weeds, they simply threw up 40 pages of legalese word salad to justify coming to that predetermined conclusion. I would note that the legal rationale they applied in this newest Peruta decision would have ended up with the exact opposite result that the federal courts came to in all the gay marriage decisions, and that was they looked at historical tradition. Now, the historical tradition they looked at
here Great point.
Was largely based on the racist gun control laws that were passed in the aftermath of the Civil War. So they used those racist gun control laws as justification for the decision they came to most recently in Peruta. But if you looked at the historical record in America on gay marriage, it clearly would be opposed to gay marriage, since this is entirely new in our nation's history. So they're clearly simply picking legal principles in a cherry-type fashion to come to the conclusions that they want to end up with in the first place. There is something good in that opinion, but it's not the majority opinion. I do strongly encourage people to read the dissent. It's a very well-thought-out, rational, pro-Second Amendment dissent, well worth the reading. If people want to read it, by the way, I've written about this extensively at a website, Legal Insurrection, where I'm a guest author. And just search up by my name. You can click on my name, and all my posts will come up. I covered this very in-depth, both when they did the oral arguments originally a year ago and this most recent opinion.
All right, well, let me ask you this, and I'll play a little bit of devil's advocate here. I've read all of these decisions, including the dissents. And quite frankly, I'm not really concerned about the dissent in the Heller decision or the dissent in the McDonald decision, for example. Why do I need to be concerned about the dissent in this case when it was the losing decision, when it was the losing write-up?
Right, so the dissent obviously has no authority here because they are the losing side. What it does do, though, is that it arms you with very well thought out arguments to be made in favor of the Second Amendment, if you're the type of person who likes to get into those types of discussions with people, who wants to be able to defend the Second Amendment in a well-informed way rather than the kind of gut instinct way that all red-blooded Americans have in their love for the Second Amendment. So if you like the debate and you want a solid argument on which to base your debates for the Second Amendment, it's a very good source to go to.
This was a predisposed decision, too, by the way. I've had some conversations outside, off air and off the record, that I'm not willing to discuss here on the program. However, I do know how this en banc panel was put together and so forth, and it is really disgusting and despicable when you know a little bit about it. And this will all come out in due time, no doubt about it. Now,
and
going
by the way,
forward,
Mark, this is exactly what the Ninth Circuit did here, with no real legal principle under their decision, simply deciding what they wanted the outcome to be and doing it, is exactly what the Supreme Court is going to do if Hillary supports the next Supreme Court justice. They will not use objective legal reasoning to arrive at their conclusions. They will decide that they want to constrain the Second Amendment, and they will make up whatever legal language they feel they need to in order to accomplish that goal.
All right, let's go there. Let me hold off. I mean, this just kills
sure.
me, Andrew, that time flies so fast. We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. So let me go back to the Ninth Circuit. Moving forward now, we're in a very dangerous, very precarious position because we can't appeal this yet to have it heard. Now we've got a four liberal justices, four because we know how Heller was decided 5-4. We know how McDonald was decided 5-4. And it's really pathetic that we know how this case would break out if it went to the Supreme Court with an 8-member panel. It would be 4-4. So we don't want to put that out because that sets precedent. Boom, you're done. Now the court has said by refusing to take the case that there is no right to concealed carry. So we're in a quandary here going forward, aren't we?
Well, if the Supreme Court declines to hear the case, that's really a no decision. That doesn't have any precedential value one way or the other. I certainly would not want to put it in front of the Supreme Court because they might not decline to hear it. They might hear it and come out with some rulings that we would not like. I think our best bet is to hope that Hillary is not elected, does not get to appoint the next Supreme Court justice, and, by the way, several justices after that,
right.
So that we have a hope that we can get at least more 5-4 opinions in favor of the Second Amendment. Because, as you say, if Hillary appoints the next Supreme Court justice, it all goes away. Heller,
oh, it's done.
Everything.
It's done, and they've made no bones about the fact she is running on that point. She wants that next Supreme Court pick. She wants that 5-4 specifically, singling out the Second Amendment. The rest to her, she's just slapping icing on the cake is all she's doing. She's just putting hollandaise sauce on those eggs, okay? So, and I don't have enough time in this segment to go to it, but what I want to do now is talk with you about that Connecticut case, because I think we have a problem there too. And we might even have a bigger problem with that case than we do with Peruta, because the bottom line is, Andrew, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the Peruta Richards decision, the Ninth Circuit decision, basically just leaves everything else. It leaves may issue in place, period. It's the states right now who are setting whether it's may issue or whether it shall issue. And if you live in a blue state, hey, you get what you vote for. If you live in a red state, obviously you now know that elections have consequences and you don't want to turn that state blue. But doesn't it just basically leave that alone for now? We have 20 seconds.
Absolutely it does. And this is the kind of situation we would never accept if it applied to any of the other Bill of Rights.
Bingo. All right. Let's hold that thought right there. When we come back, I want to take the conversation to Connecticut because we have gun bans following Newtown that are now wanting to be looked at by the Supreme Court. Is that what we want happening right now? Okay, we'll talk about this in depth with Andrew Branca, lawofselfdefense.com, lawofselfdefense.com. He's got a great book out. And we're going to tell you all about that in the next segment, too. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Hey, all you Hillary Clinton socialist fans and all you Feel the Burn fans, let me educate you on something. Being a garbage man doesn't pay as much as being an orthopedic surgeon. Did you know that? That's right. Yeah, we're not all deserving of the same fair shot. You see, you got your fair shot when you were born here. What you choose to do with it is up to you. If you choose to be a garbage man, expect not to earn the salary and the income, right, of the pediatric orthopedic surgeon. That's right. Just a quick economics lesson for all you dopey socialists. Here's another economics lesson for you. All guns aren't created equal. And if you head over to USCCA On Air today, you can win the Kimber 1911 Tactical Ultra with an MSRP. Again, you dopey socialists. That means manufacturer-suggested retail price. It's based on economics, things you don't understand. And all you have to do is join the USCCA. You have 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 8 seconds from the sound of my voice right now live, or before midnight, whatever time you're getting the program today, to pick up unrivaled protection for you and your family. Turbocharge your self-defense shield. The benefits are right there available to you at usccaonair.com. You're entered to win today's gun, and that's the Kimber 1911 Tactical Ultra, and the grand prize winner at the end of the month. By the way, Tim's giving away a gun a month, a gun a day, the rest of this month. And at the end of the month, one grand prize winner is going to win his truck, his personal truck. That Raptor SVT, I've been in it. It's way cool. Andrew Branca, I think you've been in that truck too, haven't you?
Not yet. I guess Tim Ooh. Doesn't like me that much.
Well, see, I got to tell you. Now, I don't think you're eligible to win. I can't win either, but we got to point people in the right direction. Simply head over to usccaonair.com. Enter to win that gun simply by joining the United States Concealed Carry Association. You got three options: silver, gold, and platinum. 13 a month, 22 a month, 30 a month. Pick your level of protection. Andrew, that's something you know something about. All right, let me go here quickly. If Hillary is elected, we talked about the Supreme Court, it will not just change life for me. It will change life for my 11-year-old and my 13-year-old for the rest of their lives and their children and quite possibly their children. This is how serious this is. So let me ask you this, Andrew. This is a loaded question. But if that happens, I've said often on this program, that if we lose this election, if the wrong thing happens in November, Americans, good, hardworking, law-abiding, traditional, God-fearing, Christian Americans, are going to have some very difficult decisions to make, aren't they?
Well, they are. You know, we have to face it that, the late, great Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. We've put ourselves in a very difficult situation. We lost the culture when we lost the schools. And when you lose the culture, you start to lose the politics. That's what's already happened in five or six or so states in the U.S., in California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey. I said already, these are states that are hardcore anti-gun and always will be. You mentioned this group from Connecticut that wants to appeal Connecticut's gun ban law to the Supreme Court.
Let's go there.
It's a reckless thing to do, but you have to understand how these organizations in these states work. They're almost broken entities. You know, when I was a young man, I spent my share of time in bars around the college I attended. And, you know, you go to a bar at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, there's families there eating meals, and 9, 10 o'clock at night, it's mostly single people meeting each other. But you have a very different crowd there at 4 o'clock in the morning just before the place closes, okay? In states like Massachusetts and Connecticut, the rational gun owners have largely left. They've left the state. They've moved on to greener pastures where they don't have to live under those fascist regimes. And the few people who are left are perhaps not the most rational gun owners you'll ever see. And they feel themselves in desperate straits. And because they're desperate, they begin to pursue avenues like taking a gun ban to the current Supreme Court. That's why
right, this is very dangerous. I got to go there with you. Andrew, we have to go there with our limited time because I want to spend time talking about your book and everything, too. So let's get right to the nuts and bolts to this thing. You said it was reckless. Here's why. Explain why it's reckless.
Every gun case that goes to the Supreme Court now is going to be fertile ground for overturning Heller and McDonald. The Supreme Court is merely looking for the opportunity to do that. And the only thing keeping them from doing it today is they don't have a case on which they can base overturning those decisions.
All right. And right now, I want to give you the CNN report to the listener. Quoting, days after the worst mass shooting in the United States, I want you to listen to the way this is written. The Supreme Court is poised to act on two cases highlighting the raging debate over what types of guns and ammunition may be banned and who should have the right to possess firearms. Justices will meet behind closed doors this week to determine whether or not to take up a constitutional challenge to a Connecticut ban of certain semi-automatic assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. Let me put this in a nutshell for you, headline surfers who aren't getting this, okay? On a 4-4 split case, a split court, Andrew, it takes how many justices to hear that case? Four, am I correct?
I believe it is four, but the truth is it doesn't really matter. I mean, the court, you know, these rules that people imagine control the court are created by the court. The court can change the rules anytime they want. For example, I can assure you if Chief Justice Roberts wants to hear a case, the court's going to hear the case. It'll be done.
All right. Now, here's where we're at. You heard what Andrew said. This is fertile ground. So, Andrew, you're on record now that this is reckless, that this should not be happening where we are with the courts today in this very precarious situation with an election that is undecided and America literally so divided. This is not the way we should be moving forward now, is it?
This is there's absolutely no upside. There's tremendous downside. In fact, frankly, if I were on the other side of this argument, if I were a gun control nut,
you'd be loving it.
They could do stupider things than create a fake gun rights group to appeal the decision to the Supreme Court just so they could get it in front of them.
All right, let's go. Wow, powerful stuff. So I'm going to ask you on the spot here on live radio. You come back and talk to us this week again, possibly on the Sunday show this week. Would you do that?
Sure, anytime you like.
Okay, good, because this hour flies by too fast, and I have way too much to talk with you about with everything happening. So let's spend the rest of our time talking about your book. You have a huge book out. You're working in conjunction with the USCCA on it. Tell us a little bit about it and where people can buy it and find it and everything else.
Sure. So the book is The Law of Self-Defense. It talks about exactly what the title says. It's now in its third edition. We wrote the first edition back in 1998, so we've been doing this for quite some time. The third edition is brand new, fully updated for 2016, all new cases. It covers the five key elements you have to have in a self-defense claim and teaches it in plain English So it's actionable for you. So you can incorporate it into your self-defense strategy. So God forbid, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you have to defend yourself, you don't need to waste time thinking about whether or not you're putting yourself into legal jeopardy. By using force, you know exactly what you're permitted and not permitted to do, and you can focus your mind on surviving the physical fight.
And the website where people can find the book is where?
Well, it's on USCCA has been very kind, and they've licensed the book for me, so they have their own version of the book with an excellent foreword written by, of course, their president, Tim Schmidt. You can find that on the USCCA website. I believe it's usconcealedcarry.com/education.
Yeah, you can go to USCCA On Air to get through to USCCA also. So the book is available. Find it at the USCCA website. And then, of course, your website is lawofselfdefense.com. I'm on it right now. It's just chock full of information. Andrew Branca, thank you for being here today on very short notice. We appreciate your wisdom, and I'm glad you've offered to come back this week. I'll reach out to you, and we'll schedule something before the end of the week and hopefully bring you onto the Monster broadcast on Sunday to carry on this discussion because, as you know, more is coming out all week long. We just don't have enough time to talk about all of the content coming at us. So thank you, Andrew, for being here and for everything you're doing and for the books that you've written and for speaking in plain English about the right to self-defense and our right to bear arms, which is under vicious attack right now, America. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your caves without your club. And for God's sakes, vote the right way come November. We'll be back tomorrow because we're going to do it all over again. We'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.